哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you all.
今天晚上靠着圣灵的带领，我们要学习的题目是升天的路。
And tonight's topic, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, is a journey of ascending to heaven.
我们每个人每天都在走路。
And we go on a path each day.
开车也在道路上面。
When we drive, we're also on the road.
但是一切的路都是从地面上一个点到另外一个点。
But all of our roads, our journey, is going from one point to another.
没有一条高速公路啊，是可以往天上开的。
There's no highway that can go into heaven.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
有一条路是可以通往天上。
There's a road that can go to heaven.
这条路就是我们信仰的道路。
And this is the road of our faith.
我们称之为天国的道路。
And it's also the path of our heavenly kingdom.
当然不是物质上的道路啊。
And of course, not the material road.
是一条属灵的道路。
It is a spiritual road.
最近我们在看列王记下。
And lately we're looking at Second Kings.
我们查考到先知以利亚的一生。
And we're looking at Elijah's life.
当他最后的阶段。
Until the very end.
神要接他升天。
And God was received him into heaven.
我们请看列王记下第二章。
Let's look at Second Kings chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
列王记下二章一节。
Second Kings chapter 2 verse 1.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
耶和华要用先锋借以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利沙从基甲前往。这里告诉我们，以利亚的人生的结束啊，会跟一般人不一样。
Here it talks about the conclusion of Elijah was different from the common person.
一般人的一生结束就是一定要面对死亡。
The common person, when they face their end, they will face death.
但是以利亚跟一般人不一样。
But Elijah was different.
他要被神接到天上去。
He ascended to heaven and received by God.
在旧约里面有两个人不用经过死亡，神帮他们接走。
In the Old Testament, there are two people that did not face death, and God received them away.
一个就是创世纪里面的以诺。
The first was Enoch in Genesis.
他与神同行三百年。
He walked with God for 300 years.
神把他接走，他就不在世界了。
And God received him, and he was no more on earth.
那另外一个没有经过死亡的就是以利亚。
And the second person who did not go through death is Elijah.
神就直接把他接走了。
God received him directly.
那神怎么样把他接走的呢？
And how did God receive him?
小朋友，小时候我们都会问这个问题。
As young kids, we always ask this.
啊，以利亚怎么样升天的？
How did Elijah ascend to heaven?
一般的回答都是说什么？
And the common answer is what?
火车火马升天啊
！We do a chariot of fire going up to heaven.
但是你仔细看圣经
，But if you read the Bible,
以利亚没有坐火车火马升天。
He didn't sit on a chariot of fire ascending to heaven.
他是坐什么升天呢
？How did what did he sit on?
啊，第十一节
，In verse 11.
我们看第十一节
，Let's read verse 11.
一二三。他们正走着说话，忽然有火车火马让二人隔开，以利亚就乘先锋升天去了。啊，原来以利亚是坐先锋升天的。
In fact, Elijah went up in a whirlwind.
就是这样，呜呜呜，这样坐上去就龙卷风啊。
And he twirled and went up to heaven.
但是一般的不晓得从什么时候开始，小朋友就觉得啊，是坐火车火马。
But we do not know when, but when the little children, they think that he rode in a chariot of fire or a horse of fire.
可能怕以利亚坐先锋会头晕
Maybe they're afraid.
所以就给他坐火车火马。
That if Elijah went out in a whirlwind, that he'll get dizzy.
但是其实神不用，我们不用怕神让他头晕。
But we don't need to be afraid that he'll get dizzy.
他就是坐先锋，这样龙卷风这样上去的。
He rode a whirlwind and he went up to heaven just like that.
这个是很神奇啊。
And this is a mystery.
所以要记得了，不要再说以利亚坐火车火马升天了。
So remember this. Stop saying that Elijah ascended to heaven in a chariot of fire.
但是在以利亚坐先锋升天之前
，But before Elijah ascended to heaven in a whirlwind,
他要走一段的道路。
There was a road that he needed to go on.
这一段的道路总共有四站。
And there are four stages here, four stops.
我们要把这段道路称之为升天之路。
And we will say that this is the road to heaven.
所以就是我们今天的学习的题目。
And this is what we'll learn today.
这个题目还有这个四个重点很重要。
And this topic and these four points are very important.
虽然我们今天不会像以利亚这样做旋风升天，
and even though today we will not ascend to heaven in a whirlwind like Elijah.
但是我们依然要走这四段的道路。
But we still need to go through these four stops.
没有这四段的道路。
Without these four stops,
我们到最后就没有办法被神接到天上去。
Then in the end, we will not be received by God and go into heaven.
到底这四站升天之路是哪四个地点？
Now these four stops, what are they?
我们看第一个地方。
Let's look at the first place.
刚刚我们读二章的第一节。
Just now we read chapter 2, verse 1.
这里告诉我们呢，他们是从基甲前往。
Here it mentions that they went from Gilgal.
基甲这是升天之路的第一站。
Gilgal was the road to heaven, the first stop.
要记起来哦，要圈起来啊。
It's the source, and remember this.
如果你这一站都没有开头了，你就升天不了了。
If you don't start here, then you can't even go to heaven.
好，那你到底基甲这个地方有什么重要性？
So what was so special about Gilgal?
约书亚记第五章。
Joshua.
第五章第二节。
Joshua chapter 5.
约书亚记五章二节。
Joshua chapter 5 verse 2.
一二三，那时耶和华吩咐约书亚说：“你制造火石刀，第二次给以色列人行割礼。”这里记载约书亚要带领百姓进迦南地。
Here it talks about Joshua needs to lead the people to the land of Canaan.
还没有过约旦河。
He didn't go through.
刚刚过了约旦河。
They just passed the Jordan River.
还没有开始打仗。
And they haven't gone into battle yet.
但是呢，他们要在基甲这个地方做一件非常重要的事。
But in Gilgal, they need to do something very important.
什么事情呢？
And what was this?
要替以色列百姓行割礼。
The Israelites needed to be circumcised.
这也是第二次啊。
And this is the second time.
第一次的时候是刚出埃及的时候。
The first time they were circumcised is when they left Egypt.
我们知道以色列人是神拣选的民族。
We know that the Israelites are the chosen people of God.
那神拣选他们的一个印记就是割礼。
And the sign of being a chosen people is the circumcision.
每一个出生的男生、男婴第八天就要接受割礼。
And every male, a male on the eighth day, they will go through circumcision.
这个是他们跟神立约的记号。
And this is the covenant that they have with God.
也是把他们身体的污秽除掉。
And this is also a way for them to remove the dirtiness from their body.
但是这里经过四十年了。
But 40 years have passed.
第二代的新生代从来没有接受过割礼。
The second generation have never received circumcision.
但是他们将要进迦南地了。
But they're about to enter the land of Canaan.
但是神告诉约书亚。
But God told Joshua.
你要先在基甲这个地方替他们行割礼。
That right now in the land of Gilgal that you should perform circumcision.
其实这个地方以前不是叫做基甲。
In fact, in the past, this place was not called Gilgal.
是他们在这边行了割礼之后才改名的。
It was after they performed circumcision here that they changed the name.
我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
五章的第九节。
Chapter 5, verse 9.
一二三，耶和华对约书亚说：“我今日将埃及的羞辱从你们身上滚去了，因此那地方名叫基甲，直到今日。”原来这个地方不是叫基甲。
So originally, this place was not called Gilgal.
但是现在要开始要叫基甲。
But from now on, they will call it Gilgal.
那基甲这个字是什么意思呢？
So what does the word Gilgal mean?
你看中文这边有一个解释就是 roll away, 就是滚的意思了。
You see here, it says it means to roll away.
为什么叫滚呢？
And why is it to roll?
因为神在这边要将埃及的羞辱把它滚去了。
Because it's at this place that God wants to roll away the reproach of Egypt.
为什么埃及的羞辱代表什么？
What does the reproach of Egypt represent?
代表他们以前是在法老的控制之下。
It means that in the past that they were under the control of Pharaoh.
他们是被罪捆绑了。
They were bound by sin.
这个预表是罪。
And this represents sin.
所以现在神给他们行割礼了。
So now God gives them circumcision.
他们不再属于法老王。
And they do not belong to the Pharaoh.
也不再被铁链捆绑。
And they're not bound by sin.
也不再被罪捆绑。
They're not bound by sin no more.
他们有自由了。
They have freedom.
所以这个是记号。
So this is the sign.
所以要把这个污秽除去。
And they need to remove their sin.
这个是基甲的意思。
This is the meaning of Gilgal.
所以换句话来说，基甲这一条路第一站就是叫洁净的道路。
So in the when at the first stop at Gilgal, it means this is the place of cleansing.
天国这条路一开始就是要洁净我们。
So the journey to heaven, the first stop is the place of cleansing.
神要先洁净我们。
God wants to start by cleansing us.
拣选我们。
To choose us.
我们才有办法开始走这条路。
And then we have a way to start this journey.
如果没有滚去，没有 rolled away, 没有极简。
Now, if we don't roll away, then we don't have Gilgal.
你还是属于埃及。
Then you still belong to Egypt.
你还是属于罪的权势。
You still belong to sin.
你虽然来教会慕道，但是你没有洁净。
You can still come to church, but you are not clean.
就好像百姓如果没有受割礼。
Just like the citizens, if they were not circumcised.
的以色列。
The Israelites.
他们没有受割礼是不可以进迦南地了。
If they don't perform circumcision, then they can't enter the land of Canaan.
神不会与他们同在。
God will not be with them.
那割礼到底预表什么？
So what does the circumcision represent?
是预表洗礼。
It represents baptism.
今天就靠着洗礼，神要新的指甲给我们，要洁净我们。
Today through baptism, God wants to give us Gilgal, to give us a new self.
把我们洗干净。
To wash us.
把我们的污秽除去。
To wash away our filth.
我们看提多书。
Let's turn to Titus.
提多书的第三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书三章五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
三章第五节，一二三。他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜，按圣灵的更新呢。哇，这就是神今天给我们新约时代的开始，就是救恩的开始。
This is the new salvation in the New Testament.
就是一个属灵的指甲。
And it is the spiritual Gilgal.
怎么指甲呢？
And how is the Gilgal?
你要透过洗礼啊。
Because it's through baptism.
你如果相信，但是你还要洗礼。
Even if you believe, that you still need baptism.
你相信，但是不洗礼，就要不够，没有用。
If you believe, but you're not baptized, it's not enough.
相信是为了要让你顺服神去接受洗礼。
To believe is to submit to God and to receive baptism.
你只相信，你的罪没有洗干净。
If you just believe, then your sin is not washed away.
你要愿意去接受这个洗礼，走进去水里面。
You need to be willing to accept this baptism to go into water.
这个叫重生的，把你重新生出来一次的洗礼。
And this is the renewing yourself through the baptism.
因为这个洗礼是很重要。
Because this baptism is very important.
因为主耶稣的宝血在里面。
It has the cleansing blood of our Lord Jesus.
把你的罪洗干净。
To wash your sins away.
这个就是指甲。
And this is Gilgal.
我们曾经有一位弟兄。
We once had a brother.
他洗礼之前。
And before he was baptized.
他在世上啊，生活当中啊，抽烟喝酒，犯了很多赌博啦，做了很多不合乎神旨意的事情。
He smoked, he drank, he gambled, he did a lot of things that were not well in the eyes of God.
因为从小他就活在这种的家庭环境当中。
Because growing up, he lived in this type of family.
他不觉得有什么不对。
He didn't think there's anything wrong with it.
因为他的父母、他的朋友全部都在做这些事情。
Because his friends, his family did all these things.
但是后来他认识了主。
But afterwards, he knew God.
他经过这个查考道理。
And after studying the truth,
他决定我要信耶稣啊。
He was thinking, I need to believe in Christ.
那按照圣经记载，信耶稣你就要接受洗礼。
And according to the Bible, if you believe in Jesus, then you need to receive baptism.
要把身上的污秽滚去。
You need to wash away the dirtiness, roll it away.
要离开埃及的羞辱。
To leave the shame of Egypt.
所以他就顺服神，好呢，接受洗礼。
So he submitted to God and he accepted the baptism.
那天受洗的时候啊。
And that day during baptism.
温度很低啊。
The temperature was low.
大概只有十度左右。
It was perhaps 10 degrees.
传道人在下面替他洗礼，都全身发抖。
So the preacher, even being in the water, they were shaking.
那他自己也凭着信心走下去。
And with his faith, and he also went in as well.
哇，他一开始他也觉得很冷。
And in the beginning, he felt that it was very cold.
但是后来就感觉到突然间就变暖了。
But all of a sudden, he felt that it was warm.
他觉得哇，很感动，心里面很感动。
He was very touched.
就整个人就下水，传道人奉主耶稣的圣名给他受洗。
And the preacher said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and baptized
him. 洗去你的罪。
And wash away your sins.
哇，一起来，他说全身发热。
And when he came up from the water, his whole body was hot.
哇，走到岸上。
He went to shore.
有一种很奇妙的感觉。
And it was a very mysterious feeling.
洗完你之后，传道人问他，你刚刚感觉到怎么样？
After the baptism, the preacher asked him, how do you feel?
哇，他说我感觉到全身都好像轻了很多。
He said, my whole body felt a lot lighter.
从来没有那么放松啊。
I've never felt this light, this relaxed.
好像一个几百斤的重担离开了身体。
It's just like a 100 kilogram weight has left me.
感谢主，这是按照圣经的说法。
And thank God, this is according to the Bible.
罪的重担之前把你压住。
The weight of sin before was pressing on you.
心中有很多的压力，有很多罪的捆绑。
There's a lot of sins, a lot of pressure in your heart, and it was being pulled down.
就很污秽啊，心中也不干净啊。
And your heart was full of this filth.
但是当我们在属灵的开头、起点、基甲，接受主耶稣基督的洁净。
But when we start on the big beginning of this heavenly world in Gilgal, we renew ourselves.
这个就是新的开始。
This is the new beginning.
但是这个还不够的。
But this is not enough.
这里说神怎么洁净我们
？How does God renew us?
第五节这里说还要透过圣灵的更新呢。
It says it needs to be renewed through the Holy Spirit.
一直改变你，一直更新你。
To always clean you, to always change you.
就好像一个房子住了二十年之后，哇，什么都旧了。
It's just like a house after you live in it for 20 years, everything becomes old.
地毯也脏啊，油漆也脏啊。
Your carpet becomes dirty. Your paint becomes dirty.
地板也要换啊。
You need to change your flooring.
太多脏东西。
There's too many dirty things.
因为一个人会慢慢被外来的东西所改变。
Because a person will be slowly influenced by the outside.
我们今天也是一样啊。
And we are the same.
在世界上生活，每天跟外面的人接触。
When we live in this society, in this world, we interact with others.
我们的朋友跟我们的想法不一样。
Our friends think differently from us.
这个世界也会告诉你不同的价值观。
And this society will give you a different value system.
虽然你有受洗，但是如果你不更新的话。
So even though you're baptized, but if you don't keep renewing yourself,
你没有把心中的埃及的污秽滚去。
If you don't roll away the reproach of Egypt in your heart,
你就觉得说啊没有什么关系啊都一样。
Then you'll think it's all right. There's no issues here.
很多人把信仰等同去教会，等同。
A lot of people think their faith means going to church.
我有去教会，就等于我信仰好。
If I go to church, it means my faith is good.
当然，我们要去教会。
And of course, we need to go to church.
要来聚会。
We need to attend service.
但是信仰不等同全部只去教会。
But your spirituality doesn't just mean isn't just all about coming to church.
是那内心的改变。
It's about change of your inner heart.
我们不单只要装潢房子，我们要装潢我们的内心。
Not only do we need to fill our house, but we need to fill our hearts.
所以信仰的路，升天之路的第一站。
So the road to heaven, that's the first stop.
就是洁净之路。
It's the road of renewal.
如果你还没有受洗，要赶快把握机会。
If you have not baptized yet, then you need to take hold of the opportunity.
你不要以为说我永远有机会可以，以后明年后年我再信，我再受洗。
Don't think that I'll always have this opportunity. I'll do it next year or the year after.
一个生病，可能你就不在世界。
You could get sick, and then you're no longer here.
一个车祸，你可能就不在世界。
One traffic accident, and you're no longer here.
机甲都还没有到，这条路当然到不到底啊。
You can't even reach Gilgal, then you definitely can't go to heaven.
啊，如果我们信了主
，if we believe in Christ,
已经受洗了
，and we're already baptized.
你还要天天靠着主把埃及的羞辱，就是那种罪。把心中从心中滚去。
Then each day we need to be like Gilgal. We need to roll away the reproach of Egypt.
第二站
，the second stop.
我们看回来列王记下第二章。
Let's turn to Second Kings.
第二节。
Second Kings chapter 2 verse 2.
列王记下二章二节。
Second Kings chapter 2 verse 2.
一起读。
Let's read it together.
一二三，以利亚对以利沙说：“耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。”以利沙说：“我指着永生的耶和华，又赶在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。”于是二人下到伯特利。啊，请记住第二站，升天之路的第二站。
Please remember the second stop of ascending to heaven.
就是伯特利。
And that is Bethel.
伯特利啊。
Bethel.
那伯特利这个地方有什么特别
？And what's so special about Bethel?
为什么伯特利这个地方被叫做伯特利
？Why is Bethel called Bethel?
我们看创世纪二十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 28.
啊，十八节
，verse 18.
创世纪二十八章十八节
，Genesis chapter 28, verse 18.
这些道理啊，最好都抄下来，不然你听过也都忘掉了。
And all this truth that we're learning, write it down, or else you'll forget it.
这些地名啊，重点啊，你不抄下来，听过就忘，这叫升天之路，你就忘掉了。
These places, these names, write it down, or else you just forget about the journey of ascending to heaven.
我们看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
一二三，亚啊，你们读，圣早起来，把所整的石头立成柱子，教摇在上面。第九节，他就给那地方起名叫伯特利，小字哦，就是神殿的意思，但那地方先名叫路斯。这里告诉我们，这个地方为什么叫伯特利
？Here it tells why this place is called Bethel.
因为神向雅各显现
because God appeared to Jacob.
雅各这个时候是他的人生的低潮。
This is the low point of Jacob's life.
因为他哥哥以扫想要杀他。
Because his brother Esau wanted to kill him.
所以他要逃离家园。
So he's fleeing from his home.
第一个晚上在旷野。
And the first night he was in the wilderness.
睡着了。
He fell asleep.
梦中神跟他显现。
And in his dream, God appeared to
him. 哇，有看到一条梯子从上面倒下来。
And he saw this, the ladder coming from heaven.
哇，上上有神的使者，有天使啊，上上下下在这个梯子上面。
And in this ladder, then the angels were going ascending and coming down.
然后神就在这个天的天梯的上面。
And even God was at the very top.
哇，神就答应他要保护他。
And God promised him that he will take care of him.
哇，结果这个梦啊，给雅各很大的鼓励啊。
So this dream gave Jacob a strong encouragement.
他从来没有对神有体验。
He's never experienced God.
虽然他爸爸是敬畏神。
Even though his father worshipped God.
但是他自己从来没有体验神。
But he himself never experienced God.
直到人生的低潮开始就体验神了。
It was only until his low point in his life that he experienced God.
害怕的时候，孤单的时候，神跟他显现。
When he was fearful, when he was lonely, that did God appear to him.
哇，所以呢，他就很感动。
So he was touched.
所以天亮了，他就把这个所枕的这块石头啊，用作枕头这个石头啊，再给他起名了。
So in the morning when he woke up, he gave a name to this the stone that he put his head on.
他怕以后忘记这个地方啊。
He was afraid that he would forget about this place.
因为旷野那么大的地方，怎么标志这个地方有什么不一样？
Because the wilderness was so big, and how do you identify this one place?
所以他弄了一块比较大的石头。
So he got a big stone.
啊，把油膏在上面。
And he put oil on it.
这起名叫伯特利。
And he called it Bethel.
伯特利是什么意思？
What does Bethel mean?
这是神的殿的意思。
This means the place of God.
也可以把它称为神的家的意思。
It can also mean the family of God.
The house of God.
The house of God.
我们看第十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
十七节。
17.
一二三。就惧怕说这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。哈利路亚，这就是为什么他把这个地方叫做伯特利。
That is why he called this place Bethel.
因为哇，这个地方太可畏了，神在这边跟我显现。
Because this place was too mighty, God appeared to me in this place.
原来神一直跟着我。
God was with me all along.
原来天梯就在我的头上。
The ladder to heaven was always with me.
这个地方就是神同在的地方。
This is the place where God is with me.
这个是神的殿。
This is the house of God.
在地上每一个地方都可以敬拜神，但是这个地方特别宝贵。
I could worship God anywhere, but this place is precious.
然后呢，这个地方呢是通往天的门。
And this place is also the gate of heaven.
所以以利亚的升天之路第二站就是来到当时神跟雅各显现的地方。
So the second stop.Of Elijah on his journey to heaven was the place where God appeared to Jacob.
神的殿，天的门。
The house of God, the gate of heaven.
到底是什么意思？
What does it mean?
这是与神同住的意思了。
It means to be one with God.
第一个部分，第一条路，第一站就是被神洁净。
The first stop is to be renewed by God.
但是你接下去的生活呢，你就要追求与神同住啊。
But after some time, then you need to be one with God and live with Him.
You have to dwell with God.
You need to dwell with God.
你不可以说，好了，我受洗了。
You can't just say I'm baptized.
跟神说拜拜了，有事我才找你。
And you say bye, God. I'll come find you if I need you.
很多信徒啊，都是这样，受洗三年之后。很多都不见了。
There are many members like this. After they're baptized for about 3 years, they're
gone. 有一些老信徒啊，年轻的时候很热心。
There's some old members, in their youth, they're very fervent.
啊，结婚之后，出来做事业之后，就很少来教会。
But after they're married, after they start working, they don't come to church much.
因为生活很忙啊。
Because their lives are busy.
有一些人经过疫情这三年。
And there's some people
after the pandemic.
After the pandemic.
他们就习惯懒惰了。
They get used to being lazy.
就不来教会聚会了。
So they stop coming to church for service.
有一些根本把信仰就放下了。
There are some who even let go of their faith.
为什么？
Why?
他们觉得说我有受洗啊。
They think I'm baptized.
神已经洁净我了。
God already cleaned me.
我等着以后进天国了。
I'm just waiting to go to heaven.
对不起，如果你没有在世上的时候追求与神同住。
But I'm sorry, but during your life here, if you don't seek to dwell with God,
你没有真的住在主里面。
If you don't truly live with God,
你到最后还是进不了天国。
In the end, you will still not enter heaven.
因为这是圣经讲的，主耶稣告诉我们的。
Because this is what the Bible says, what our Lord Jesus tells us.
我们要追求住在主里面。
We need to pursue to live in the house of God.
你不在主里面，
If we don't dwell with God,
你不能升天的。
Then you cannot ascend to heaven.
我们看约翰福音的第十五章。
Please turn to
约翰福音第十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章第四节。
John chapter 15 verse 4.
约翰福音十五章第四节
John chapter 15 verse 4
一二三你们要藏在我里面我也藏在你们里面枝子若不在葡萄树上自己就不能结果子你们若不藏在我里面也是这样这里主耶稣已经告诉我们了
Here the Lord Jesus tells us
你必须要在主耶稣里面
That you need to abide in the Lord Jesus
就好像枝子要在树干上
And just like the branch needs to be on the trunk.
最近我们在夏天呢，大家都在修花园。
And now it's a summertime where we're all attending to our gardens.
有一些呢树长得太高了，或者是太宽了。
And some people's trees are too tall or too wide.
看不顺眼就把它剪了一点哦。
And it doesn't look good, so you prune it.
剪了丢在地上。
And after you prune it, and the branches fall down.
丢在纸袋里面。
You put it in the paper bag.
一个礼拜你看了，哇，那个枯死掉，那个树叶都干掉。
Within a week, you'll see that the leaves on those branches it will dry up and die.
因为它没有住在树里面呢。
Because it does not live on the tree anymore.
所以我们离开了主也是会枯死的。
So after we leave our Lord, then it's the same. We will dry up and die.
所以这个提醒我们，第二站就是伯特利。
So it reminds us that the second stop here is Bethel.
就是要住在主里面，住在主的殿里面。
And that is to dwell in the Lord, to dwell in the house of God.
最简单来说，你就是要常常聚会。
And to say simply, we need to always come to attend service.
这个是最基本的、最 minimum、最低的要求啊。
This is the minimum, the most basic requirement.
平常我们都很忙。
And normally we are very busy.
也许礼拜五你已经很累了。
And on Fridays we were all tired.
但是你还是争取要来。
But we should still come.
哎，你还是会听到一些道理。
Because you still listen to some truth.
有时候圣灵会感动你。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit will touch you.
还有呢，在透过祷告当中，神会给你一些力量。
And through the prayer, God will give you some strength.
礼拜六本来可以在家里睡懒觉，或者是去买菜。
On Saturdays, we could actually sleep in, or perhaps we could go and get groceries.
但是我们要来到神的殿。
But we come to the house of God.
因为这里是伯特利。
Because this is Bethel.
这里是天的门啊。
This is the gate of heaven.
我们来这边不是找朋友。
We're not here to find friends.
不是来社交啊。
We're not here to socialize.
我们是来天的门啊。
We're coming to the gate of heaven.
神就在这里。
And God is here.
雅各说：“我竟不知道。”
And Jacob said, I didn't know.
但是如果你知道，你就有敬畏的心。
But if you know, then you have a heart of fervency.
神在这里看着你聚会啊。
God is here looking at you attend a service.
第一，你有没有来？神在做点名。
First, did you attend? God is taking attendance.
或者说你来了在玩手机，神也就给你记下来。
Or if you're here, you're playing on your phones, and God will know as well.
不上来聚会，在楼下聊天，神也是记得。
Or if you're here, but you're just talking downstairs, God will know.
这是神的殿，天的门啊。
This is the house of God, the gate of heaven.
有没有常常住在主里面？
Do you always dwell with God?
这个是最基本的。
This is the most basic thing.
但是更重要的，什么叫做住在主里面？
But what's most important about abiding with God?
就是要听主的话。
And that is to listen to the word of God.
我们看回来约翰福音十五章的第九节。
Let's turn back to John.
约翰十五章的第十节，我们看第十节。约翰十五章第十节。
John chapter 15 verse 10。
一二三，你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这里说什么叫做住在主里面
？Here, what does it mean to abide in His love?
就是你听神的话语啊。
That is to keep his commandments.
不是说人有来教会就好了。
It doesn't mean that I just come to church and it's okay.
我们不要以我有来教会作为一个信仰的目标而已。
Don't think that a goal in your spiritual goal is coming to church.
我们有来，但是平常生活没有听神的话。
If we come, but in our daily lives, we don't listen to God.
常常骗人。
Or we always lie to others.
心中常常有恨。
Or we're filled with hate.
常常有嫉妒。
We're always filled with jealousy.
常常埋怨。
We're always complaining.
你有来教会又怎么样？
If you come to church, so what?
有一些人很喜欢，哇，我常常来聚会。
Some people say I always come to church.
我是老信徒。
I'm an old member.
我已经第几代、第几代、第几代。
I'm this generation or that generation.
或者说了，我有帮忙圣工。
And I help with the holy work.
但是你真正有没有住在主里面
？But do you really abide in God?
这里说了有没有遵守主的命令
？Here it says, have you kept my commands?
哎，这个就是伯特利，真正有没有在伯特利里面
？And this is Bethel. Have you truly reached Bethel?
那我们为了要能够遵守神的话语。
and in order to keep his commandments.
也必须要多参加教会的一些灵修会啊，一些神学班呢。
We should attend more of the church's seminars.
我们小朋友现在很多还在加州啊，参加学生灵恩会。
And we have a lot of our RE students now, in California attending the SSC.
有一些刚刚参加完这个叫做音乐营啊。
And we have some students also that just completed the music camp.
让我想起一个经节。
It made me think of a Bible verse.
诗篇八十四篇。
Psalms
第十节。第十节。
Psalms chapter 10, verse 10.
诗篇八十四篇第十节。
Psalms 87, verse 10.
84 verse 10.
84 verse 10.
84 verse 10. 一二三，在你的院里住一日，胜似在别处住间日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷中。就说在神的家住一日。
Here it says to be in the house of God for one day.
胜过别的地方一千日。
It's better than living somewhere else for 1,000.
啊，胜过你住旅馆一千日。
Even if you live in a hotel for 1,000 years.
在神的家住一天呢。
But to be in God's house for a day.
我记得小时候参加学生联欢会最高兴。
I remember as a kid, I was really, it was joyful for me to attend these student spiritual convocations.
因为不用住家里。
Because I don't need to be at home.
哇，可以住教会，跟那么多小朋友一起玩。
I could live at church and I could play with so many other students.
啊，又有老师，又可以听课，又可以唱诗。
There's teachers there. I could listen to the service and I could sing hymns.
到学生联欢会到最后，我不想回家。
And at the end of the spiritual convocation, I don't want to go home.
啊，到最后一天了，大家都不想回家，都一样。
And at the end, no one else wants to go home.
因为在神的家太好了。
Because to be in the house of God, it's too good.
还有发觉在教会的饭好像特别好吃。
And the food at church is also especially good.
大概家里的饭已经吃腻了，教会的妈妈们怎么每个人都煮的都比家里的好吃啊
？And I'm already bored of the food at home. And at church, you're thinking, why is everyone else's cooking so much better?
这是小时候的那种感觉。
And this is the feeling I had when I was young.
那长大了，参加神训班了，也是有这种感觉。
And when I'm older and I attend theological seminars, I feel the same.
就算今天参加教会的活动，我还有这种感觉。
And until today, when I attend the church services, the church events, I have the same feeling.
啊，如果能够住在神的家，
if I could live in the house of God,
多好啊！
How great is that?
所以大家要把握这种机会啊！
So everyone should take hold of this opportunity.
小朋友都去学生灵恩会了。
Our students, they attend SSC.
但是为什么没有教会负责人去参加成人神训班呢？
But why are there none of the adults attend the theological seminars?
我们可以为自己去哪里玩，花很多钱，请很多假。
We can plan where we go to enjoy, where we go for leisure and vacation.
但是我们愿意为了自己的灵性，请几天假，飞去参加这种神训班吗？
But are we willing to spend a few days to spend our time and fly to our theological seminar?
啊，当然，如果我们已经很老了，跑不动了，那没办法了。
Now, of course, if we're too old and it's hard for us to travel, then it's a different case.
但是还在壮年的我们，
But for the strong youth,
青年、中年、壮年。
For the youth and the middle age and older.
如果真的能够把握这种机会啊，
then we should really take hold of this opportunity.
参加活动，教会的活动，
to attend these
一个礼拜
these church events.
住在教会一个礼拜，好灵修你回来真的是不一样。
To stay at church for a week to be edified when you come back, you will be different.
两夫妻可以轮流去啊。
You can take turns as a couple.
今年我去，我去，你带孩子，明年就要交换。
This year I go and you take care of the kids and next year we'll switch.
这样才有办法真的是提升自己的灵性。
And in this way we can elevate our spirituality.
看回来列王记下第二章。
Let's go back to 2 Kings chapter 2.
第三站啊。
Third stop.
第三章我们看二章的第四节。
Let's turn to chapter 2 verse 4.
二章的第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
一二三以利亚对以利沙说耶和华差遣我往耶利哥去你可以在这里等候。以利沙说我指着永生的耶和华又敢在你面前起誓我必不离开你于是二人到了耶利哥天路的这个升天之路的第三站这时候回到耶利哥了
the journey to heaven the third stop is Jericho
啊，为什么神要这是神要他们去的不是以利亚乱跑的
this is where God wanted Elijah to go Elijah didn't go here himself
为什么神要带他们去耶利哥
？Why did God need to guide them to Jericho？
因为耶利哥是他们进入迦南地之后第一次得胜的地方。
It's because after the Israelites entered the land of Canaan, Jericho was the first place where they were victorious.
他们是攻下第一座城，就是攻打耶利哥。
The first city that they conquered was Jericho.
所以耶利哥也让我们想起得胜。
So Jericho reminds us of victory.
耶利哥就是站在得胜的道路上面。
And Jericho is in the road to victory.
耶利哥是最难打的城，也是最大的城啊。
Jericho is a very difficult city to defeat. It was also one of the largest cities.
但是为什么他们可以得胜呢？
But how are they victorious?
我们看约书亚记。
Let's turn to Joshua.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
约书亚记第五章。
Joshua chapter 5.
第五章第十三节
，Chapter 5 verse 13。
约书亚记五章十三节
，Joshua chapter 5 verse 13。
五章十三节，一二三，约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说：“你是帮助我们呢？”那是帮助我敌人呢？十四节。他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”约书亚就俯伏在地下拜，说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”哇，这里是一大清早，约书亚就起来了。
Early in the morning, Joshua woke up.
那个时候还没有开始攻打。
At that time, they did not attack the city yet.
约书亚起来看一看这个那么大的耶利哥城。
Joshua.Came to look at this big, great city, Jericho.
怎么样来打呢？
He was thinking, how will I defeat it?
可能心中有想很多方法。
And in his mind, he's probably thinking of many different ways.
这个时候看见一个人出现。
At this moment, a man appeared.
哇，手里拿着刀。
And his hand was a sword.
今天如果你走在街上，有人拿着刀对着你，你会怎么样？
Today, if you're walking down the street and a man had a sword and it's facing you, what would you do?
你可能怕抢劫啊，是不是要抢劫啊？
You probably think he's trying to rob you.
啊，所以约书亚是有点紧张，但是约书亚是会打架的人哦。
So Joshua was a bit nervous, but he also knew how to fight.
他是个战士啊。
He was a general.
所以他先问问。
So he asked.
你拿着刀来，你是来帮助我们的呢，还是来帮助敌人的？
Are you here for, are you for us or are you, against us?
意思就是说，如果你拿着刀来帮我，好，在我后面当我的士兵。
It's to say that if you're for us, then, get behind me, join us.
如果你帮我敌人，我可能就要杀你了。
But if you're with my enemy, then I need to kill you.
但是这个人的回答说，我都不是。
But this man answered, neither.
啊，我不是来帮助你，也不是来帮助敌人。
I'm not here to help you or your enemy.
我是要来当神军队的元帅。
I am here as the commander of the army of the Lord.
哇，这句话吓了约书亚一大跳啊。
So this it shocked Joshua.
所以约书亚赶快下拜啊。
So Joshua quickly fell down and worshipped.
为什么？
Why?
谁可以当神军队的元帅？
Who can become the commander of the army of the Lord?
连天使都不敢当神军队的元帅。
Even the angel do not dare to become this position.
只有神自己可以当他军队的元帅。
Only God can become the commander of his own army.
所以约书亚知道了是神跟他显现了。
So Joshua knew it was God who appeared to him.
我马上趴在地上敬拜他。
So he fell down on his face and worshipped.
有什么话要吩咐仆人？
And he said, what do you need to tell your servant?
所以以利亚被神带领要回到当时这个地方。
So God need to bring him back to this place, Jericho.
得胜的生活
to a place where they were victorious.
我们信仰上啊，被洁净了，常常亲近神了，在教会里面敬拜侍奉了。
So in our spirituality, we're renewed. We always come and now we're always here to serve.
你不要以为说啊，就平平安安坐车坐稳稳的啊，看个电影就等一下就到达天国了。
Don't think that everything is smooth now, and I just watch a movie and I'm at the heavenly kingdom.
我们上飞机都是这样嘛，坐好了啊，就枕头塞好了，然后就等飞机餐来了，看两三个电影，就飞到台湾了啊，睡一睡，看可以看到三个到四个电影。
It is like that. We're on a flight. We get on a flight. We sit very comfortably. We get a pillow on. We watch a movie. We wait a bit, and we're at our destination.
那吃两餐。
We eat two meals.
上五次厕所。
We go to the washroom five times.
那差不多就到了。
And about then we're there.
信仰不是坐豪华经济舱，也更不是坐头等舱啊。
Our faith, our spirituality is not sitting on first class, not sitting on a flight like this.
信仰是要打仗打进去的。
Our spirituality, our faith, we need to fight for.
是属灵的征战来的。
It is a spiritual battle.
如果你不得胜，你就被杀死了。
If you're not victorious, then you will be defeated.
魔鬼想要杀死你。
The devil wants to kill you.
魔鬼想要杀你的灵命，阻挡你往前走。
Wants to kill your life to stop you from advancing.
信仰这条路啊，是一个非常残忍的战场啊。
The spiritual journey is a very violent one.
有中文有句话，血流成河，那个 blood like a river.
There's a Chinese saying that the blood is like the river.
真的，很多人被干掉了，被杀掉了，流血了，躺在这些尸体很多啊。
So it's true, a lot of people die in this journey, and there's bodies everywhere.
你说有吗？传道有这样子吗？
You say, is it true, preacher?
你打开信徒名簿看一看。
If you open the members list and you look.
一个教会如果100人，今天有这机会的多少人？
out of a list of 100 people, 100 members, how many are here today?
多少人不见了?
How many are gone?
年轻的时候，学生灵恩会的照片拿来看一看。
If you look at a picture from a spiritual convocation back in the day,
现在还剩几个人在教会里面?
How many of these are left in church?
受洗之后三年。
After you're baptized, three years later.
受洗之后，受洗那个时候有一排人站在那边跟传道拍照。
During the baptism, there is a big group photo.
过了几年之后剩几个人。
But after a few years, how many are left?
信仰是征战。
Your spirituality is a battle.
征战到你最后一口气。
And you fight until your last breath.
到你离开世界都没有离开神，你才征战才是得赢。
Until the last breath, if you haven't left God, then you are victorious.
中间随时都有可能被魔鬼攻击。
And throughout the entire journey, you can be attacked by the devil anytime.
如果你不能得胜,
if you cannot victorious,
你就进不了天国,
then you cannot enter heaven.
但是你不用担心,
but don't worry.
有一件事情只要你做到了一定得胜,
but there's one thing if you do, then you'll be victorious.
是什么?
What is it?
是第十四节啊。
It is in verse 14.
让神做我们军队的元帅。
It is to let God be the commander of our army.
你不是自己打的，不是自己乱来的。
You're not fighting on your own.
你要靠着元帅。
You're relying on the commander.
跟着元帅,
to follow the commander.
站在他的后面,
to stand behind him.
我们看希伯来书,
let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第二章,
Hebrews chapter 2.
第二章第十节,
verse 10.
希伯来书第二章第十节,
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10.
希伯来二章十节,
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10.
我们一起读,
let's read it together.
三。原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进入荣耀里，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。哇，这里说啊，神是我们的元帅。
Here says that God is our captain.
是我们得救的、打仗的元帅。
He is the captain of our battle.
我们都是他的儿子。
We are his sons.
我们在座都是有受洗的。如果你有受洗，你就成为神的儿子。
If you're here and you're baptized, then you're the sons of God.
但是你还没有进到荣耀，你还在打仗。
But you haven't received, gone to your end point, your point of glory. You're still fighting.
打仗都是苦难啊。
And in battle, then it's suffering.
打仗会流血啊，会受伤啊。
In battle, you'll lose blood. You'll get injured.
但是只要你跟着元帅走。
But you follow the commander.
你遇到什么苦难，你不用怕。
It doesn't matter what kind of suffering.
家庭的苦难不能打倒你。
Sufferings at home, at family, it won't bother you.
婚姻的苦难也不能打倒你。
The sufferings with your marriage won't bother you.
经济的苦难也不能打倒你。
And the sufferings with your finances won't affect you.
你身体不行了，身体患重病了，也不能打倒你。
And even if your body is unable, your body has got some kind of grave illness, it will not affect you.
因为你无论任何情况，你看着这个大元帅。
Because no matter what, you're looking at the commander.
记得有一次，小弟的注目教会当中，在另外一个教会遇到非常大的属灵征战。
I remember once in another church that I was pastoring at, I faced there was a great spiritual battle.
小弟遇到非常大的攻击。
There was a great attack.
就从内部来的，从同工来的。
And it came from our own workers internally.
非常的大的苦。
And it was a great suffering.
我请教一位老同工。
I asked the old worker.
怎么办？
What should we do?
教会现在这个样子怎么办？
The church is in this state. What should we do?
遇到那么大的攻击怎么办？
And we have such a great attack against us.
魔鬼借着环境，借着人来攻击怎么办？
And the devil has attacked us to this manner. What should we do?
那位老传道说,
and this old preacher said,
紧紧跟着基督大元帅,
to follow the great commander, our Lord Jesus.
你要记住, 你要跟着元帅走。
You have to remember to keep following the commander.
元帅不动, 你千万不要乱动。
If the commander does not move, then you should not move.
真的打仗的时候就是看着元帅的旗啊, 元帅就不要动, 大家都 hold 住。
And it's true, when you're in battle, if the commander puts up the flag, do not move, then no one moves.
对不对？你有子弹啊，你有枪，你有刀啊。元帅说没有向进攻，你要等住啊。
You can have the bullets, you can have the weapon and the guns, but if the commander says don't move, then
don't
move.
千万不要动，不要发出任何声音。
It says do not move, don't even make a sound.
但是如果元帅说要动
，but if the commander says move,
要冲
，to go ahead,
那你就要冲。
Then you need to charge ahead.
什么时候动，什么时候停
？When do you charge and when do you stop?
你要等着元帅的指令。
You need to stop and wait for the instructions of the commander.
感谢主，我觉得这个勉励对我非常大的震撼。
And thank God, I got a great encouragement from this.
不是靠自己。
It wasn't relying on me.
有时候元帅没有叫你动，你就乱动，你就自己冲上去就被挡子弹，就被子弹打死。
Sometimes if the commander tells you to not move, but yet you move on your own, then you'll be attacked and shot.
有时候元帅叫你动，你在那边懒懒散散，就不想动。
Or sometimes the commander tells you to charge ahead, and you may stand there, and you're lazy and you don't move.
所以要得胜。
So if you want to be victorious,
记住, 我们要得救, 必定先要得胜。
To be saved, we first need to be victorious.
一定要经过耶利哥这一战。
We need to go through Jericho.
如果世界的苦难都不能得胜,
if we can't even be victorious here,
那就进不了天上。
Then we can't go into heaven.
第四站,
the fourth stop.
我看回来, 列王记下2章第7节。
Let's turn to 2 Kings.
第七节,
chapter 2, verse 7.
列王记下2章7节。
2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 7.
一二三。 有先知门徒去了50人，远远地站在他们对面。二人在约旦河边站着。最后一站就是约旦河。The
last stop is the Jordan River.
在这边的时候，
and right here,
神叫他们停下来。God
told them to stop.
因为等一下要过约旦河了。
Because in a moment's time that they will cross the river.
过了约旦河之后， 以利亚就要被接升天了。And
after they cross the Jordan River, then Elijah will be received into heaven.
但是约旦河要怎么过呢？
But how do you cross the Jordan River?
不是游泳过的。
You don't swim across.
神叫以利亚要打水， 水就分开。
God told Elijah to strike the water, and the water will divide.
第八节。
In verse 8.
一二三。 以利亚将自己的外衣卷起来， 用以打水， 水就左右分开， 二人走干地而过。
Two of them cross over the contrary.
约旦河是用 信心走过去的。
They crossed the Jordan River with their faith.
不是用游泳过去的。
They didn't swim across.
是用信心走过去的。
They crossed it with their faith.
神把他们带到这一站。
God brought them to this stop.
让他们想起当年约旦河几百万人是怎么过约旦河的。
They brought them to this stop to remember back how few hundred thousand people crossed.
我们看约书亚记第三章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 3.
约书亚记第三章，
Joshua chapter 3.
第十四节，
verse 14.
约书亚记3章14节，
Joshua chapter 3 verse 14.
一二三， 百姓离开帐幕， 要过约旦河的时候， 逾越过的祭司， 乃在百姓前头走， 15节， 他们到了约旦河脚，一入水， 原来约旦河水在收割的日子涨过两岸，16，16。那从上往下流的水便在极远之地，撒拉旦旁的亚当城那里停住，立起城垒。那往亚拉巴的海，就是沿海下流的水全然断绝。于是百姓在耶利哥的对面过去了。这就是约旦河边。This
is the edge of Jericho.
进迦南地之前最后一站。This
is the last stop before they enter the land of Canaan.
过了约旦河才算进迦南地。
After they cross the Jordan River, then they're in the land of Canaan.
同样，以利亚要过了约旦河才可以升天。
In a similar way, then Elijah need to cross the Jordan River to ascend to heaven.
约旦河代表一种阻碍，一种阻挡。
So the Jordan River represents the last obstacle.
最后的阻挡。
The last obstacle.
往往是最难的阻挡。
And it's also the hardest obstacle.
以色列百姓出埃及的整个过程，要进迦南地40年，有2次碰到水这个阻挡。
The Israelites leaving Egypt over 40 years, there's 2 times that they faced the river.
第一次阻挡,
the first obstacle,
红海,
was the Red Sea.
神帮助他们,
and God helped them.
红海先分开,
the Red Sea parted,
他们才走过去,
and they were able to cross.
因为他们那个时候的信心就只能这样子,
because at that time, that was the level of their faith.
要先分开了, 问题给你解决了,
God need to part it for them, and their problems are solved.
你的,你,他们才放心走过去。
And only this way that they had the faith and confidence to cross.
40年之后,
40 years later,
那个水没有分开啊,
the water didn't part.
但是神说你要先走过去。
And God said, you need to start walking first.
啊, 他们都听神的话。
And they listened.
他越过的祭司,
the priest who held the Ark of Covenant.
可能一辈子没有碰过游泳，没有游泳过，没有碰过水。
In their whole lives, they may not have encountered water or know how to swim.
他们在旷野出生的,
they're born in the wilderness. How do they have experience with water?
但是他们就脚踏进去水里面,
but they put their feet into the water.
这个海就从很远的那个河从很远的地方就断了。
And the river in a very far away was stopped.
所以约旦河边代表信仰的生活。
So by
the
River Jordan, it represents a life of faith.
凭着信心克服阻挡。
And with their faith, they were facing they overcame their obstacles. In our entire journey with God, we need our own faith.
越老的时候或者越后来的时候, 信心越重要。
And the older we get, the more important this faith is.
因为有时候遇到的困难就越大。
And because sometimes the obstacles we face is great.
但是如果你这个时候停住了,
but if at this time you stop,
功亏一篑。
And everything else, you forfeit everything.
你在约旦河边，你进不了迦南地。
By Jordan River, you're unable to enter the land of Canaan.
信心，顺服。
You need your spirituality. You submit.
今天你遇到什么困难？
Today, whatever obstacles you face, you need to rely on God.
我们站在约旦河边。
We're standing by the Jordan River.
神要以利亚站在约旦河边。
And God wanted Elijah to stand by the Jordan
River. 凭着信心走过这条河。
And with faith to cross the river.
到最后，神就借他升天了。
And at the end, then God received him to heaven.
那我们今天遇到什么困难？
And today, when we face problems,
困难没有办法跟神比。
And we're unable to face our problems.
我们要靠神。
Then we need to rely on God.
愿神帮助我们。
And may God help.
四个地方记不记得？
The four places, can you remember?
什么意思？
What does it mean?
次序都很重要。
The order is very important.
到最后一个考验，都是信心的考验。
And at the very end, then it's the test of faith.
从一开始，
from the beginning,
是什么？
What is it?
基甲。
Gilgal.
哇，把那个脏的滚去，把罪滚去。
To wash away the filth and your sins.
再来之后，要常常亲近神，住在神里面。
And the second is to always be in the house of God, to dwell with God.
伯特利就住在神里面，神的殿。
And as to live inside the house of God.
再来第三，经过耶利哥。
And the third is to go through Jericho.
得胜的生活。
It is to live a victorious
life. 得胜临战，神做我们的大元帅。
To have us to be spiritually victorious and have God as your commander.
最后，约旦河边。
And finally, by Jordan River.
凭着信心，过信心的生活。
And with faith, you need to live a life of faith.
因为我们的信仰是从信心开始，从信心结束的。
Because our spirituality starts with faith and ends with faith.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.